Hi, Marlon.
Oh, it's going good. How you guys doing?
Good. What led you to the 49ers?
You know, the winning tradition that this team had, you know, it started when I was a kid, and it definitely manifested up until now, you know, until my time in the league. And, you know, being a California kid and watching these guys growing up, you know, it basically put me in a good spot. And, you know, I feel real comfortable coming here, being able to compete for a job, not just coming in here and being given something. And, you know, just watching how these guys play and compete with each other. I mean, not compete with each other, but compete against other teams. It intrigued me, and it made me want to come here. And I was, you know, I'm ready to win a lot of games and possibly go to the Super Bowl.
Well, what have they told you about your role and where you might fit in on this team?
We haven't spoke, you know, too much about it, but for the most part, they know what I'm capable of with my offensive ability and my special teams ability. So if I can come in here and make a name for myself on special teams first, and then come in here and do a lot of work on offense second, you know, that'll help me try to solidify a spot on this team, and that's what I'm looking forward to do.
Marlon, do you have a lot of experience on returns?
Yeah, I did some returning with Miami and also in college, but my main niche was, you know, running down on kickoffs and being a gunner and whatnot, because, you know, Miami had, we had good returners in Miami, and that wasn't what my calling was at the moment. But if need be to do it, if that's what I need to do here, I'll definitely go out there and do it to the best of my ability.
The 49ers recently traded for Anquan Boldin, and they also have Michael Crabtree. Those two guys are great receivers, but they're not known for their speed. What's your speed like? Is that one of your fortes?
Oh yeah, definitely. I consider myself a fast guy. You know, if need be, I get downfield, and if I can get the ball on a short route and try to take it to distance, I will. So those guys, I definitely watched, you know, Michael Crabtree also in college, and Anquan Boldin coming up as a young player. I watched those guys, you know, the elusiveness those guys have, you know, the toughness that Anquan Boldin has, you know. And it's not all about speed, it's about the knowledge of the game, and that's what I want to learn from those two guys.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like, you know, being from Sacramento and playing for one of the two local teams?
Man, it's a dream come true, knowing that my family is right across the bridge and, you know, not too far from me, knowing I'll be able to see them at will, and they'll also be able to see me, you know, live out one of my dreams. And the only thing I can say is I wish my father was here to watch me, you know, be able to, you know, being able to accomplish this dream and, you know, compete with, you know, at the highest level. But, you know, for the most part, it's an exciting time for my family, and it's an exciting time for me. And, you know, I'm ready to come out here and be a 49er and work my butt off.
You know,
could you share a little bit about your father?
Well, back in 2008, my dad was diagnosed with liver cancer, and you know, the doctors didn't give him long to live, and he was diagnosed in July, and he passed away in October. So, you know, we didn't have long to prepare for it, but for the most part, my dad just wanted me to continue working and focus on my dream, because it was also his dream as well. You know, for me to go out here and be able to play at the highest level. So, you know, I give a lot of love to my father and give a lot of love to my mother and my brother for where I'm at now.
Thank you.
Well, mentioning special teams, do you think, you know, being a returner, is that a role that you could potentially fill, either kickoffs or punts?
If need be, of course. You know, they fast guys are always, you know, tend to make good kickoff returners, you know, being able to hit the hole as hard as possible. And but if they need me in other places, I'll definitely do that. So I'm coming in here with an open mind and ready to work for whatever position I need to fill, and whatever need they want me to fill.
Marlon, you played against these guys, and when you did, were you mainly the gunner in that game?
I played a little bit of everything against these guys, and, you know, just being able, I mean, when I played against them, watching how they compete against me, and then you know, the love that they had for each other, you know, the fun that they had on the field. It was big, man. So I'm just ready to come out here and work and do and be a part of that.
What kind of reception? Are you at the facility right now, Marlon?
Yes, sir.
What kind of reception have any teammates or introductions have you met since you've been there?
From the people that I have seen, I've seen Mario Manningham. You know, he showed me love, and you know, all the coaches I spoke to, you know, we definitely talked about being from Sacramento and also going to Fresno State. So it wasn't more or less football talk. It was more or less getting to know me, and that's what I like, because you know, it is a business, but at the same time, when you come into an organization like this with the rich history that they have, it's a family. So you have to build up that family relationship, and I definitely appreciated that from all coaches and staff.
What was your mom's reaction when you told her the news?
My mom was happy. You know, I told her while I was on the road, but you know, she was real happy for me. She's happy to have me coming back, and you know, she's just looking forward to me playing in this in the red and gold.
That might be it, Marlon.
All right. Thank you, Marlon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Bye.